And if you've just joined us, there is no deal yet in Washington over lifting the nation's debt ceiling ahead of this week's deadline, which is Wednesday our time. But the uncertainty and the ongoing market anxiety is likely to see the Reserve Bank here hold off on lifting interest rates at its meeting tomorrow. Our business editor Cheryl Bagwell joins us. Cheryl, hello.
Hi, Fran.
Cheryl, given what's going on in the US right now, was it ever really likely the Reserve Bank would lift rates tomorrow?
Well, there's never a good day to raise interest rates, but the day the world's biggest economy might stop paying its debts, well, you'd have to think that'd have to be one of the worst days to do so. But having said that, the Reserve Bank has been sending out strong signals that it was prepared to lift rates again if the June quarter inflation data warranted it. Well, the June inflation data did come out last week.
Did warrant it.
And in some economists' eyes, it did warrant a 25 basis point rate hike tomorrow. Indeed, that data came in surprisingly strong. Core inflation is now moving to the top of the RBA's comfort zone. But, you know, given the weak data on the Australian economy of late, falling consumer confidence, retail sales, and now even house prices, plus these unsettling events abroad, few economists are predicting a rate rise tomorrow at the RBA meeting. But those few who say the RBA has no choice but to raise rates tomorrow, given its inflation fighting mandate, are a pretty credible bunch. They include economists from the ANZ Bank, Citigroup, RBS. So perhaps the chances of a rate hike are a bit more elevated than we'd like to think.
Okay. And what's the outlook for the share market here this morning?
Well, investors, of course, are on tenterhooks waiting for this deal to be done in Washington, because even if a default is averted this week, America may not be able to avoid a downgrade to its credit rating from AAA to AA. And that would mean, in turn, higher interest rates possibly on its Treasury debt. And that would make it even harder for the US then to pay back its debt and balance its budget. So that's a big concern in the markets right now. At present, our futures market is tipping a pretty flat start for the market this morning, just 3 points down. But we'll have to see. It could be a volatile day. It's bank holiday in New South Wales. A lot of market participants are having the day off. Thin trading, so that could exacerbate the volatility. But I'll have more when I'm back before 7 a.m., Fran.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. Our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.